Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. I have already tweeted how happy I am, how entirely overtaken by exultation and joy, how enraptured, how bathing in a bath of bliss, how entirely euphoric, how elated, how completely content. I suppose I want to address this audio boo to those of you who, for reasons I can understand, have tweeted me to say that cricket is oh yawn yawn, or it's like watching paint dry, or zzzz. Lots of people feel the need not to ignore the tweets because cricket isn't for them, but to let me know how stupid I am for loving cricket. It's a strange thing about human nature. When we love something, we feel the need to communicate it, but even more so, especially in the age of the internet, when we hate something, we feel the need to communicate it. We feel the need to comment, we feel the need to flame, to blast our perceived enemies with the full flavour of our invective. And it's one of the things that's most dispiriting, I suppose, is that hate is easier and flaming is easier than impassioned defence and love. And I'm not here to defend cricket. If you don't get it, you don't get it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But surely you can understand that when people are so absolutely burst with happiness, so surged with contentment and well-being and joy and pride and connection, and absolute vindication of their hopes and their fears and their most terrified nightmares, suddenly have come and turned round and become this fantastic result. Surely you can understand that that happiness is not a result of boredom. We don't enjoy cricket because we like being bored. So all I'm asking for is to give us a bit of credit. Those of us who are excited have known and touched levels of happiness and pride which very few other things can give us. And it may be ultimately that it's irrelevant and stupid and it's just people in white shirts and trousers playing with a ball and taking 5 days to do it. And yes, you can always make arguments for it being banal and stupid as a pastime and as a way of investing one's emotional commitments. But you can't argue with the result of the sheer joy, the sheer spreading rapture that those of us who are happy feel. So I just wanted to make a note of that. Anyway. I'm so happy!